It's okay, a few minutes. Okay, guys, here we go. Tefillah Tuesday. We're going to start saying Slichos next week. So we're going to have two presentations about the Slichos. Always close it off. Okay. Okay, we start saying Slichos always on Motzei Shabbos, and the Ashkenaz custom is to say at least 4 days of Slichos. That's the custom. And so if Rosh Hashanah is on a Thursday or on a Shabbos, so if you start the previous Motzei Shabbos, you get at least 4 days. So you start the week of Rosh Hashanah. If Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday or a Tuesday, then you don't have enough days. So you have to start from the previous Motzei Shabbos. They always started on Motzei Shabbos, then it was more organized, it would be announced in Shul. They always started on Motzei Shabbos. I didn't mention Rosh Hashanah being on a Sunday, Wednesday, or a Friday, because Rosh Hashanah can't fall out the first day on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. We'll talk about that later in the year of Bezrat Hashem. So what's special about the 4 days? So there are two reasons given why we have 4 days of Slichos. One reason is, there used to be a custom, the old days, we don't have this custom nowadays, that people would fast during all of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. I mean, they would eat at night, but except for Yom Kippur. People would fast during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. But the problem is, No, you don't have to lock it, because people are going to come in and speak here. Thanks. Nope. Oh, not sure. But there are 4 days of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva where you don't fast. What are the 4 days where you don't fast of Aseres Yemei Tshuva? You don't fast on Shabbos. And you don't fast Erev Yom Kippur. It's a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur. We're going to have a shiur on that. A special mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur. And the 2 days Rosh Hashanah, we don't fast. There were people that did fast. We don't fast. So there are 4 days. By the way, is Rosh Hashanah a day of tshuva?
No.
What color is George Washington's white horse?
White.
Who's buried in Grant's tomb?
Grant.
How many days are there in the 10 days of tshuva? Okay. So apparently Rosh Hashanah is a day of tshuva because there are 10 days of tshuva and 2 of them are Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah is absolutely a day of tshuva. Now, you don't mention chet in Rosh Hashanah. You don't say Vidu. That's a good question. Rabbi Nemetzal has a great shot on that, which we'll discuss at a different time. Bezrat Hashem. Of course it's Day of Tshuva. It's part of the 10 days of Tshuva. 10. Okay. Anyway, so people had a custom of fasting all 10 days of Tshuva. But you can't fast 4 days. So the custom began to fast 4 days before Rosh Hashanah to sort of make up for those 4 days you're missing. And that custom of fasting 4 days, fasting is about Tshuva, so you say Slichos instead of fasting. So the minig of at least 4 days of Slichos before Rosh Hashanah, one reason the Mishnah Berurah brings is, it's the 4 days of tshuva pre-Rosh Hashanah, fasting tshuva, to make up for the 4 days you can't fast in Aseres Yemei Tshuva. The other reason given is, that on Rosh Hashanah, we're trying to prepare ourselves to offer ourselves as a karban, as if we're a karban. It says, Vasisim Osam, you make them into our carbon. Chazal say, Vasisim Atem. Make yourselves ready to be a carbon Lashem. When you offer a carbon, you have to spend 4 days doing Bikur. Bikur means to investigate. Bikur Choli means not just to visit the sick, to investigate the needs of the Chola. What do they need? Can you help them out? That's Bikur Choli means. To investigate the carbon, the animal, whether it has what? A mum for 4 days. So we spend at least 4 days investigating ourselves, doing tshuva about as far as getting ready for Hashanah, that we should be ready. So that's the custom of at least 4 days. That's why you start on Shabbos. Like this year, Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday, so we're starting Motzei Shabbos. When Rosh Hashanah is on Monday or Tuesday, then you start the previous Shabbos. That's Slichos. At least that's the basic meaning of Slichos. The central piece of Slichos is the Yud Gimel Midos. that we say, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum. That's the central piece of Slichos. We're basically saying all the Slichos and doing tshuva to say those Yud Gimel Midos. There's an amazing Gemara about them. I Xerox it for you. So today we'll just do this and learn the Gemara. And then Bezrat Hashem, next week we'll just go and translate the Yud Gimel Midos and the paragraph we say before that. So what is it? So the Gemara says it's marked off. Vayavor Hashem upon Vayik. Hashem passed by Moshe and Hashem proclaimed. That's the Pashup Shah. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Imale Mikra. It's marked off in the Gemara. Imale Mikra Kasuv. Yefshar Leomro. If the Pasuk wouldn't have said this, you can't say it on your own. Like Hashem is like, Hashem's going to pretend he's the Shliach Tzibur and teach Moshe how to daven. Hashem wrapped himself in a talis, kavi yachol. His ad was put onto, and he was davening like the Shliach Tzibur. V'hero lo l'moshe seder tefila, and he showed Moshe, this is what you should say. Amar lo, kozman she Yisrael chotin, whenever Ben Yisrael do a sin, yasu l'fanai ke seder azeh, v'ani mochalem. Let them do this before me. Let them say the Yud Gimel Midos and do tshuva before me. And then Hashem told him the Yud Gimel Midos. Moshe was davening for Bnei Yisrael after Chayta Egel. And Moshe was trying to find ways that Hashem should forgive us for Chayta Egel. And Hashem said, if you do this and you say this, then I'll forgive you. The Gemara says a few lines later, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Bris Kruso L'Shloshes Remidos, She'en Anchoz Ros Reikam, She'nem Anechni Kareis Bris. There's a special covenant. Hashem made a special deal that if you say these, they won't be Chozer Reikam. What does that mean? That they'll have an impact. So somehow these Yud Gimel Midos of Hashem, to say them, obviously you say them with including doing tshuva. You say this special tefillah, then even for the worst of Averos, Hashem in a sense guarantees that He'll accept our tshuva. So the Slichos, we say these Yud Gimel Midos over and over again, as part of the process of tshuva. We introduce them with a special paragraph. We're going to go through that. And so when you say Slichos, at least have a lot of kavana. Well, let's say Ne'ilah. Ne'ilah, we're tired. Let's say you're tired in the Ne'ilah and you want to sort of save your strength. So where do you put your effort in for your extra kavana? When you say the Yud Gimel Midos. This is like the central part of this for the next few weeks, saying Yud Gimel Midos. It's based on this Gemara that Hashem himself, Kaviyachol, taught Moshe. He said, Moshe, this is what you have to do. When you're doing tshuva, you say this tefillah, this formula, and I told you, this was the original, this is what the earlier Sfarim say. The original source for saying what? For saying what every day? L'dabed Hashem Ori. It's not the later Sfarim say that Ori is Rosh Hashanah and Yishi is Yom Kippur. That's in the Mata Ephraim. But the earlier Sfarim say that why do we say L'dabed Hashem Ori? It's Kabbalistic, that's what? Hashem's name is mentioned there how many times? 13 times. So L'dabed Hashem Ori is also somehow conjuring up the Yud Gimel Midos. That's what the earliest sources say about saying L'dabed Hashem Ori. So that's what Slichos are about. Okay? Now, you're going to make a good investment. You guys are around 20 years old. You buy this book. You'll use it for 99 years, Be'erach. Guys, you get an Artsuel Slichos. Just to know what some of the words mean in English, it'll change everything. Change everything. You know what you're saying. Next week, we're going to go through Bezrat Hashem, Kel Erech Apayim, the Pashup Shat, Kel Melech Yoshev, and just to read the words and to know what the words mean. I'm not here to say Chidushim, we're just here to explain the basics of the Tefillos. You have this in front of you, it'll change your whole Slichos experience. They have nice notes on the bottom, and our school, you know, they translate things very well. Okay, so that's the Yud Gimel Midos. Sfaradim say Slichos, right. Sfaradim say Slichos all 30 days of Elul. And the Ashkenazi custom, I explained, is the idea of saying at least at least for 4 days. And this year it's the shorter time. Okay? That's the basics of Slichos. And next week, Bezat Hashem, we'll go through the some of the crucial tefillos that are always repeated in Slichos. Kel Erech HaPayim and Kel Melech Yoshev. And the basic pshat of the Yud Gimel Midos. Got it? Okay. That's that. Now.